RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
And now, live on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app, it's Gabe Ramirez.
Three, that's a magic number.
Morrell going to third, he will slide, he's got a triple.
Rose trying to get open, fires away! It's over! The Bulls win at the buzzer!
Happy Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. It is Gabe Ramirez, voice back. 100%, right? I say 97% right now. Broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We know Chase Claypool was asked to stay away from the team, but someone else might be joining him if the Bears lose on Thursday. I'll let you know who that is after the trifecta. The trifecta are just the top three stories that I've been thinking about all day today, and then I just bundle them up and give them to you in a produced form.
Number three.
Oh, Major League Baseball playoffs are here. Little known fact, when it comes to like what my favorite sports are, baseball would be third. Be basketball, Bulls, then Bears, then my White Sox, or baseball for that matter. However, when it comes to which playoffs I enjoy the most, it is without question baseball for me. Something about every at-bat, every pitch being this duel between two people in a framed moment of time. It's pretty cool, and it's really intense where every pitch literally matters. So today kicked off, the Rangers beat the Tampa Bay Rays 4-0. And as you know, as White Sox fans know, pitching is extremely important in these playoffs. And Jordan Montgomery lending a hand to the Rangers, went 7 innings strong today. Only gave up 6 hits, no runs at all. Aroldis Chapman, former Cub out there, doing his thing as well to give them some help as well. Right now, Minnesota up. That's something they're not used to saying in October often, but they're up 3-1 on the Blue Jays right now. That one's in the 8th inning. And then coming up in just a little bit, the Diamondbacks, who slipped all the way to the 6th seed in the wild card, they'll be taking on the Brewers today in just a little bit. Then later on in the evening, the Miami Marlins take on the Philadelphia Phillies. I will say this, right? Like my Cubs fans that are out there, I do get it. Like, you'd miss the playoffs, and then you see the Diamondbacks and the Miami Marlins there, both of them, and you're just like, oh, my. It almost, I'm sure, like, it comes up in your throat just a little bit, a little lump right there, and you try to
figure. I get a little sick.
Oh, but you have to. Especially because the Diamondbacks went down to 6th. Because then you're thinking, oh, we could have avoided the Brewers and played the Philadelphia Phillies. Not that that's more of a cakewalk, but it would have felt better than the Brewers, I'm sure. Either way, maybe next year. Isn't that what?
Both teams say that. Always next year.
All right, number two.
Number two.
He was just not running.
Number two, now there's a theme here for this trifecta, is that each one of these starts with an M. Number one was MLB playoffs is back. Number two is the marathon is this weekend. The Chicago Marathon is going to be ran on Sunday, October 8th. And your boy is going to be front center again. So last year was my first time riding in the lead car for the Chicago Marathon. And essentially what that is you're in this truck with, you know, a couple of other former runners and announcers and then like a photog. And you're in this car and essentially the best athletes that are participating in the Chicago Marathon, they're chasing after this car for 2.5 hours. Because that's what we're doing. We're just following the pack and like, we're not pacing them. They're pacing us. But still, you sit in that car. It's super cool. And then you get to see the city in a way that you've never gotten to see it before where, you know, the entire city's out that early in the morning. And I literally mean, not the entire, but damn near the entire city. DJs, bands, there's people cheering, sections, run teams, clubs. I mean, it is individuals just sitting there marveling at the people running by. And to be able to see that and experience that and be a part of it, that's what I do. I set the scene for the live broadcast of the marathon. So I sit in the car, I talk about what's going on. Because Lord knows, me and my dad bought, I ain't talking about running. The only thing I'm talking about is the city of Chicago and how beautiful it looks and the thing. So again, WBBM AM, our sister station, 670 Score. We are going to be down there on Sunday handling it. Chicago Bank of America Marathon. It's going to be great. And if you've never been, I know it's early. But you want to talk about, like, if you're going to wake your ass up early to go see the river get dyed green, if you're going to wake up early to do things like that, then most certainly the Chicago Marathon should be something that you wake up early for, because it should be something that, like, all Chicagoans take part in.
Try to run faster than I was running and got caught up.
Exactly. And that's what happens in these things. So, again, marathon time, Sunday. Make sure you guys check that out.
Number one.
How many billions of eyeballs are watching these two men 12 yards apart? Messi scores!
That was great. I got goosebumps. Now, Lionel Messi is supposed to be in Chicago tomorrow. This we know. Chicago Fire take on Inter Miami. That's your last M. MLB, marathon, and then Messi. And, of course, if you guys didn't know, I'm actually the in-game host for the Chicago Fire. So when you go to the Fire games, I take care of everything before the games and at halftime. Obviously, no timeouts. It's not like basketball and baseball where I got to talk in between. But tomorrow's game is sold out. 60,000 people are ready to go at Soldier Field tomorrow night. We have, and I got to give a shout-out to David, the president of the Chicago Fire. First of all, just a real good dude. But you have to have no limits when you're putting on this kind of a game for Messi, right? So it's not, we're not going to tackle it like we would any other game that we've had all season. Clearly, this is a spectacle. We have a special halftime performance by I can't say the name. I know who it is. I'm going to be interviewing them on the field, introducing them. And wow, that's all I got to say. Then they went in. You know when you go to a bracelet, Tyler? Or excuse me, you go to a concert and they give you these bracelets to light up?
Oh, yeah.
So they splurged for 35,000 of those bracelets for the fans. So they're going to do like a light show tomorrow. We got a flyover from the thing. We have bands performing. We got athletes. Matt Forte, Lance Briggs. We got Blackhawks players. We got artists. The game's going to be huge tomorrow. And I am going to be your hostess with the mostest. So if you're going, first of all, take a picture and tag your boy so I can repost it for you. And then, most certainly, you should come out to a Chicago Fire game. And if you're going tomorrow, this is what I do want to tell you. Get there early. Not because it's messy. Get there early because very few teams do pregame activities like the Chicago Fire. You walk through that concourse, inside, outside, and there is some. It is a lot of fun. I will tell you that. So, again, Chicago Fire. And if you can't make it out to Wednesday's game, we got another one on Saturday, last home game of the season. All right, there is your trifecta, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a magic number.
Right here on 670, the score, your 3M trifecta. That was pretty good. I like when I have themed trifectas. But I am Gabe Ramirez, broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And I mentioned before the trifecta, I said there might be somebody joining Chase Claypool in the list of people that are asked to stay as far away from Halas Hall as possible. And the person who I'm referring to could be Coach Eberflus. I know. I heard Parkinson Spiegel do a fantastic segment with Truthful Eberflus. That was great, by the way. Make sure you check that out on the Odyssey app. Download the podcast of Parkinson Spiegel. They did a great job with that. But Peter King was on with the guys as well, and he had something interesting to say about Eberflus and his future with the Bears, barring the results of Thursday's game.
I would not be surprised if it's a bad loss Thursday and the Bears make a change. Just wouldn't be surprising. But I would be surprised if they totally cleaned house and went and got a new general manager as well. It just doesn't seem that logical to me.
Okay, a couple things to unpack here. I cannot imagine a situation where both Ryan Poles and Coach Eberflus will be fired the day after if they're embarrassed. Can't imagine it.
Yeah.
Who's going to do it? Like, you think Kevin Warren's going to walk in Poles' office and be like, hey, man, when you come in today, do me a favor, come by the office? Or do they? Are they going to treat Ryan Poles like they do us regular folk? Let us work a whole day. And then, hey, Ryan, before you get out of here at 5 o'clock, come on over to my office. All right, buddy. He comes in. What's up, man? Stuff's crazy out here, right? And Kevin Warren kicks back and he's like, son, you got no idea how crazy it is. Like, come on. That's not going to happen. Let's be honest. Eberflus, it's hard for me to wrap my mind around that. Because I wouldn't do it regardless of the outcome. I wouldn't fire Coach Eberflus regardless of the outcome. At least not after that game. You have a long break. I just wouldn't do it. There's no loss that will be embarrassing enough for me to let go of Coach Eberflus. And that's what I want to open up the lines for right now. 312-644-6767. If the Bears lose on Thursday, whether it's embarrassing or not, or maybe there's a caveat there for you, do you fire Eberflus the next day? Would you fire Eberflus the next day? I know there are people that want to fire Eberflus right now. And I'd love to hear from you as well. But playing the Washington Commanders in the all black, the midnight jerseys they're wearing on Thursday. You heard about that? Midnight jerseys. Spooky. October style.
Oh, it's over.
312-644-6767. Bears lose to the blackout jerseys. Are you firing them? The reality is this. You already know the Bears are a bad team. This can't be the defining game that is the straw that breaks that camel's back. This cannot be it. Can it? I understand embarrassment. Every game's been embarrassing. Even the Broncos game, you were up 28-7. The Chiefs game, at least look like a team that is in the same league as them. Looked like a first game of a college season from a Power 5 school versus some, you know what I'm saying? So you already know the team's bad. So why would you then, you lost to the Commanders. That's it. I can't take it anymore. Let me talk to Blake. Give me Blake. Don't worry about it. Tyler, throw me Blake. And then put people on hold real quick so I can send them through here. Let's talk to Blake out in Dixon. So, Blake, regardless of what happens on Thursday, you feel, Blake got gone. All right, sorry. Grab somebody else over there. So the point is that I'm making. The bet has already been made. The Bears suck. If you get rid of Eberflus, oh my God, now you might lose everybody. Everybody might, you know, it's like when the boss gets fired and everybody's like, oh, I'm not doing my work. Right in the middle. See, it's a blank show over here. All right, we're going to go to break, and then we're going to take your phone calls right after this. If the Bears lose on Thursday, whether it's embarrassing or not, do you fire Coach Eberflus the next day? Peter King thinks that might be the case. Do you? 312-644-6767. We'll take your calls after this at 670 The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Bears are 0-4 and looking at the number one pick in the draft. I got to be very honest. There's things that I hate. Even though I work in radio, like in sports radio, there's things that I hate. Like, I hate repeatables. And it's like, I hate having conversations with people that just repeat what they hear instead of like, go take 4 minutes on Yahoo or ESPN and go research somebody, go read an article on somebody so you can have at least another line other than regurgitating whatever it is that people are talking about. For example, Caleb Williams. I have my own thoughts on Caleb Williams. We could spend our time doing that some other day, not right now, but it's the people that are like, listen, if we get Caleb Williams, everything's going to be. And then, like, they never seen a snap of Caleb Williams, never read an article, never looked at a stat line. They just know that Caleb Williams is the best quarterback or people say he's the best quarterback in college football. So then all of a sudden, everybody's just all in them. Those are the things that I hate.
But did you see the chant going on in Soldier Field after the game? Some guy, he was wearing a Justin Fields jersey and he's chanting Caleb Williams.
I get it. I understand. That's why I hope the Bears get the number 2 pick. But the fact of the matter is this. The football gods are not going to shine down on Chicago 2 years in a row. Something will happen. I was talking to my friend. And I said, man, the Bears might not win a game till week 10. He said, no, you know how it is in football. Some team surprises you. Like, you can't bet against the Bears every week from now till week 10. Assuming they're just going to lose. I mean, you can. But it's football. And you're bound to lose one of those weeks, right? So that's what people are saying. They might scrounge up some wins. And then what's going to happen? It's going to be the end of the season. There's going to be 2 games left. You know, like Tyson Bagent's going to be in there. You know, he had 2 bad games. And then like his third one, he's going to go ball out like 3 touchdowns. And the defense is going to play well. Like something crazy is going to happen. Or maybe Justin Fields will do that. But what will happen this Thursday? What will happen this week when the Bears take on the Washington Commanders in Washington? What a great game to go to if you guys are heading out that way. But if the Bears lose, whether it be in embarrassing fashion or just a regular loss, another loss piled on to what has happened to the Chicago Bears team, do you fire Matt Eberflus? I say no. I say no because you already know the Bears suck. So just let them play it out. You're going to fire them anyway. Do a better job of setting yourself up after the firing instead of doing it immediately. Listen, you know how many jobs you have worked where your boss knew he was going to fire you? Think about that. How many times you've been on the job for an extra couple of weeks, month maybe? Boss knows damn well you're out of there. Can't wait for this guy to mess up one more time. And that he's gone. And then they just let you work it out because they don't have a contingency plan. So maybe that could happen. What do you think, though? Let's go to Blake again out in Dixon. So, Blake, what are your thoughts on a guy like, you know, Coach Eberflus?
First of all, thanks, Dave, for taking the call. Long-time listener. First-time caller, actually. But just want to say thanks again for that. But I think we lose for sure Thursday. Maybe not in a bad fashion. I think Fields is kind of going to have another good game. But I think you got to give us fans something to look forward to. And I think, you know, even though we've never fired a head coach mid-season, Ryan Poles has got to give us something here and something to look forward to and let us know that he's not just playing games and he's actually looking to change this organization around, because I think we do have an organizational problem with, you know, the talent and producing them. So I think you make a statement and get rid of them there. And
wait, Blake, let me ask you this then. Let me ask you this. So with everything that's happened, you think that Poles is not the issue. So you think that it's everybody else around him?
Well, I think if he wants to save his job, he's got to make
That's what I was looking for. I was looking for some accountability from top to bottom. And accountability top to bottom. And I think that, listen, I think what you are saying, Blake, and this is what I certainly agree with, is that sometimes you need that moment where everyone is like, oh, damn, you know, where things are getting a little loose and you want to tighten things up a little bit. And sending Chase Claypool home is not that message. It's a message. It certainly is a message. One, it's like we already in shambles. We don't need that in addition to it, right? But you need a bold statement that says, we will not stand for losing. And if we find ourselves as losers, we will do something immediately to fix it, to move in a different direction. So that's what I hear you saying, Blake, and I understand that. So if Poles has to come in and be like, Getsy, you're gone, or, you know, Flus, you're gone, whatever the hell it is, we're benching Justin Fields for 2 weeks, whatever it is, something where everyone then in the organization is like, oh, man, we better shape up or we'll be shipped out. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. Because right now it just looks like when you got your coach, and I am not one of these people that's going to be out here ripping nobody like that. But, you know, when you got a coach that's kind of just like, working in the right direction, everything's going to be, we're almost there. No, bro. But when you got somebody like that, excuse me, you got to make one of those kind of statements. All right, let's go to, is it AY? Is that what I'm saying? All right, let's go to AY and Lake in the Hills. What does AY stand for, quickly?
Osher Uwash.
Oh, Osher Uwash. I like that name. I like that. All right, so talk to me about what's going on with your thoughts on Eberflus and whether or not he should be fired if they lose on Thursday.
So, Dave, thanks again for taking the call. I am a first-time caller, but hey. I had to call after hearing this question because I don't even think it should be a question. Yes, if we lose on Thursday, he's got to go. He's just got to go. I was saying when they first answered the call, Arizona, as bad as they are, playing with a backup quarterback, we're supposed to have the most electrifying player in the game. And they got a win against Dallas because of pride. Our coach can't even get pride out of these studs that they've got on the field, in my opinion. I'll listen to the rest.
Well, I mean, I think that the problem is this, right? I mean, if you're like, of course he has to get fired on Thursday, what's going to be is another lot? Like, are you going to feel more disgusted than you feel right now? Because I'm as disgusted as I've ever been as a Bears fan. Just because they're not even, first of all, when was the last time we celebrated a victory, right? So you can only take so many losses. Your heart can only take so many losses in a row.
We're coming up to almost a whole year.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if your lady keeps cheating on you, how many times are you going to take her back before you completely break up with her? How many losses in a row is it? 15? 14?
15 now.
15 losses?
Yeah.
if your lady cheats on you 15 times, one of two things is going to happen. You're going to walk away from her completely, like some Bears fans have done. Or what's the alternative there? You just take them back again and you just deal with it. And now you're just there. I'm numb to it. Yeah, she's a cheater. Whatever. Cheaper to keep her. Something like that. Like you're just deal with it. You're like, whatever. You are emotionally, you are unattached now.
And he's there for the ride.
This is there, bro. And what a crappy ride it is. It's Gabe Ramirez, 670 The Score. And we're talking about this crappy ride we're on. As we watch this Bears team trying to figure it out. Because even at this point, it's like, what would be a successful season to you? You can't put a number on it, right? It's no longer a win total because you're not going to make the playoffs. And if you win 6-7 games, you're just like, oh my God, this is, I mean, maybe that's something. Bears would need to go, here we go, I got you. 4-game win streak. Didn't that sound good? Like 3 sounded lucky. 4 sounds like you figured something out. I don't know. That make me happy. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Mike in South Florida. Mike, you know I love my out-of-staters. So,
all right. Good evening.
Good evening. What do you think about Eberflus? You think he should get fired if the Bears lose on Thursday?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to fire him. Plus, we need a tank commander. He did a great job last year. Let's keep him in. I don't want somebody in there who may motivate the guys and win. But I think the bigger problem is polls, and I got 3 reasons why. Number one, I don't want to give this guy another $130 million to spend after what we've just seen him spend. Number two, let's say they do fire Eberflus. Another coach is going to come in and say, what the hell am I coaching here? There's a lot of non-talent on the team. Sure, there's a few talented guys, but I think the roster is still very, very bad. And then number three, on top of that, let's say they do get the number one pick. They choose Khalid, right? Poles is in his 3rd year. Rookie quarterbacks are going to struggle. Khalid, maybe he turns out like Stroud in the early success, or maybe he struggles like Bryce Young, right? So then the 3rd year is going to be bad, and now Poles is going into the 4th year. If that roster isn't good, boy, we're going to be looking at 7 years of futility after they then file Poles after the 4th year. So I think this whole thing can be a big, huge mess if it's not done correctly at the end of the year.
Appreciate the call, Mike. I love your points that you brought up. And you're pretty funny in the beginning. I think when you're talking about polls being the reason, I mean, man, I would like somebody to text in and talk about something amazing he's done. And I'm not saying he hasn't. I want to be very clear. I'm not saying that. I'm okay with, I need more time on polls. It takes a long time to build a team. Especially when he tore it down bare, right? It's like having a house and you tear it down to the studs and you're like, okay, you don't want to fire a guy just yet and be like, oh, dude, this house sucks. You're like, no, well, let me build it. I only put down the floorboards. I haven't done anything yet.
It's got the foundation.
Now, if in a couple of months, all I got is like a couple pieces of drywall or whatever, like if there's not anything done, then I gotta tell you suck. But he brought up some good points, did Mike from South Florida, and he said, you don't give him the money to spend. I didn't get a chance to ask Mike a follow-up, and I was going to say, what do you think the biggest bust is with the money that he spent, right? Dante Foreman and P.J. Walker, guys that didn't see the field?
Is it bad that I totally forgot about those two names?
That's my point, though, right?
Like, yeah, no, they make a good point.
There are things there that you can point to, but when you say don't give him money to spend, good point. But I would be curious as to who you thought what the biggest bust was with his money. Another coach is going to say we have no talent. No talent. It's evident when you watch these games week in and week out. The Bears are always the inferior team. When you're looking at all 3 phases, it's there's way more. There's always more talent on the other side of the roster. And that's sad because you're like, it almost feels like, it almost feels like the Bears will never get to that point. Like they're always going to suck. Maybe that's what losing does. You get in, everybody's talking about it. And then the last thing, you said Khalid, but it's Caleb. And the biggest issue that I have there with Caleb, the Caleb Williams, Eberflus, is the carousel that is, which is, you know, on the last year of a coach's contract, you're bringing in a rookie, and then you're asking the rookie to be under pressure while the coach is under pressure to win. And, you know, it's like a cycle that the Bears have been in the last couple of times. So I want to just rid myself of that. And I'm okay with that not being the case. There is a scenario where the Bears pick up the fifth option on Justin Fields and Caleb Williams spends that year behind Justin Fields. Like, that is a possibility. And then they just let Justin Fields walk. I had a big debate with my friend today, who's a Justin Fields truther, and was like, oh, we just, when we trade him, we'll just get a first round pick. I said, from who, bro? He's like, what do you mean? And I said, he's like, Justin Fields definitely get you a first round pick. I said, what? I said, okay, well, first name me the team that would give up a first round pick. And then he said, the Patriots. And I said, okay, Bill Belichick loves trading away picks. But Bill Belichick ain't want to get no first round pick for no Justin Fields.
He's never going to do that.
Never. Then he said, who was the second team? Oh, Pittsburgh Steelers. That's what he said. He said Pittsburgh. He said Mike Tomlin will be arrogant enough to feel like he can fix Justin Fields. I said, yeah, he'll feel that way. But not for a first round pick. That was my point. Oh, Bears. Let's go out to Ryan in the Quad Cities. So, Ryan, what do you think the Bears should be doing in this situation with Flus if he loses on Thursday?
Well, I think Flus has got to go. I think, first off, I don't necessarily have a beef with Poles. I think he's done a pretty decent job given what he had to deal with. Obviously, the Claypool trade is a black mark, but when he came in, he had Flus and Quinn and another coach to pick from. He said he made the decision, but they already had three candidates they were looking at. So you pretty much set Fields up to fail with a defensive-minded coach and Matt Nagy before him. He's had nobody to educate him and to motivate him and to push him.
I hear you, Ryan. But we gotta stop with the, like, I just talked about this earlier, the repeatables, right? We got to stop with, like, the Justin Field or the Ryan Poles was handpicked as three people and he didn't get a chance to choose Eberflus. Like, go look at the press conference where he's talking about hiring Eberflus and how, you know, what he was doing. And that's whatever. Like, come on. I don't know. I just don't like that. I hate the repeatable part of it. Oh, he didn't get to pick his go. So what? You think the Bears will be in a different position if you picked a different guy? This is the point that I keep trying to make with this. It's Justin Fields. To anyone that I'll talk to, it's Justin Fields. And it's not a knock on Justin Fields. He's actually a good quarterback. The problem is, if you want to be successful in the NFL, you need a top 15 quarterback. You cannot win consistently in the NFL if you do not have a good quarterback. And there's a million quarterbacks out there, and your job is to find him, literally, him. And it's okay if you're 17, 18 best quarterback, the 19th best quarterback, which Justin Fields could be in that range, it's not good enough. And it's okay to say, I don't want the 19th, 20th best quarterback, especially when I don't have a defense to hide him under. If I don't have an offensive line to run, to use the run game, if you don't, it's okay. And that's it. It's not Eberflus, not Poles, not Chase Claypool, it's not the offensive line. It's Justin Fields. And again, it's not a knock. It's more of a realistic approach. If you want to win in the NFL, you got to have a top 15 quarterback. And my boy also thought the Washington Redskins, Commanders, would trade their first round pick to get Justin Fields. And we get an opportunity to talk to someone who covers the Commanders. And I'm curious what he has to say about that. And whether or not he thinks that the Commanders are still on fire after the Eagles game and they're going to try to put a whooping on the Bears. We'll talk to Chris Russell from 107.5, the Fan, out in Washington, D.C. after the break. It's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
The text lines have been so funny, man, as we wait to get our counterpart from Washington, D.C. on the line. Maybe he's scared. He knows what's going to happen. He doesn't want to talk to us. It's Gabe Ramirez, 670 The Score. Going to take some more phone calls while we wait. 312-644-6767. Some people are just, man. Somebody said from 630, you talk about Fields like he's a finished product. He's not. Right. No. He's not finished with the Bears yet. You're right. He's not. When you say something like that, you sound delusional, as if his ceiling is like where he's at now and what his ceiling is. Like there's this huge gap that he still has to go and definitively will get there. So like, oh, he's not a finished product yet. He's not exactly what he's going to be, which is amazing. That's what you sound like you're saying. I hope that's not what you're saying, because then it sounds silly. Just like this next text this from the 815 that says they might have that QB on the bench already. Come on, don't do the Bajan thing. The only reason I want to watch Bajan, if the Bears lose in like 7-8 straight, is just because it'll be exciting football. And what I mean by that is like he might throw some interceptions, but he also is going to throw some touchdowns, right? So like you just don't know what's going to happen. And for me, whew, I'm here. Let's see what else. Somebody said, another one said, he has the potential to be a top 5 to 10 quarterback. Are you also delusional? A top five? Do you understand how many, like five? Tua, Allen, Hurts, Mahomes. Then you would be putting Justin Fields right there. It's tough to do. Tough to do. Not that he can't. I doubt it. Highly. Let's go out to the phone. Let's talk to Bernie out in Algonquin. Bernie, we've been asking the question, should Eberflus be fired if the Bears lose? Peter King said, if it's an embarrassing fashion, most certainly he will. And he also said, Ryan Poles might be on that block too if that happens. What do you think about that situation?
Gabe, Eberflus should have been fired after the Packer game, okay? He's a very nice guy. I like him personally, but he is not a head football coach. He did not have that team prepared, ready to play football, to play Green Bay. How long did he have the first string together all through training camp and all through the preseason games? He had a lot of time to get those guys to play together, to get accustomed to play together. They were not ready to play. We're only playing, 17 games? We're not playing 162. Every game's important. You got to be ready to go game one. You can't take 4 or 5 games, get your team ready to play full pro football.
Brandon, let me ask you this. Do you think Eberflus is the issue with Justin Fields?
Yes, I do.
So you think, hold on. So if we had an offensive-minded coach, let's say, you know, the repeatables, like I mentioned, if it's Eric Bieniemy, you think Justin Fields is fixed? You think Justin Fields is a top 10, 15 quarterback?
I don't know about that, but the guy's very athletic. He's got an arm. He can run. He has to develop some skills as a quarterback, which I think a good quarterback coach and a good offensive coach and head coach can get him to do. I think there's room for improvement, and I think he's willing to learn. I think he's shown the capability to listen.
Yeah, I think he's there. I think he's, you know, of course he wants to learn. Every quarterback that makes it in the NFL, once they get slapped with that dose of reality that the NFL is harder than anything else they've ever done competitively, then yeah, of course that they want to get better. But I think there's some things that you just naturally need to have at the quarterback position that you can build on that will then make you an elite quarterback. And I don't think Justin Fields has it. But let's take the word of our opposition right now with our guests joining us on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline, Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Of course, one of the hosts on the Team 980 and 107.5 The Fan, covering the Commanders out there on the East Coast. Our next guest, Chris Russell, is here. Chris, good evening. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Hey, Gabe, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. I got to say, you know, it seems like Washington's been off to a hot start. I'm just curious, like, what your thoughts were going into the season on Howell.
Well, I mean, I was optimistic. A lot of people didn't like the fact that they're trying to develop a rookie a rookie plus quarterback is what I call him, because he only had the one start last year, but he's not technically a rookie. Call him a rookie plus. A lot of people didn't like doing that in Ron Rivera's fourth year. You know, and I understood some of that questioning. Certainly, it's not ideal. It's not what you would draw up, but everything else has been a catastrophic failure at the quarterback position, from, you know, Wentz to, you know, the you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and I mean, Taylor Heineke worked out for a little while, but it always felt like, you know, like they were hanging on by the, you know, by the thinnest of margins with him, and the late Dwayne Haskins, and so on and so forth, who Ron inherited. So I didn't have a problem with it. I knew Sam had a super strong arm. Well, super strong might be tough. A strong arm. And I knew he had mobility, and I knew he had toughness, and I knew he had maturity, and I knew he had work ethic. And that's something I can't say for every quarterback that's come down the pike here. You know, really since Kirk Cousins left for the Minnesota Vikings in 2018 in free agency after they botched that. So, you know, I was optimistic, but, you know, of course, as you know, with any quarterback, there's ups and downs. I mean, we see it across the board in the NFL. It doesn't just have to be a rookie quarterback or one with no experience. There is ups and downs. It's a seesaw type position. And I think, you know, he's nowhere near as bad as he showed a week and a half ago against the Buffalo Bills. And maybe he's not as good as he showed on Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles or 2 weeks ago against the Denver Broncos, but I think he's closer to that than he's closer to, you know, what he was against the Bills a week and a half ago.
Of course, facing a top-tier defense like that, most quarterbacks are going to look a bit more pedestrian than their typical stat line. But in this instance, it seems as though you guys have somebody that you're comfortable with, and the defense is looking good. How are you guys feeling about that defensive line, and has the tide changed on a guy like Chase Young, where now everyone wants to keep him instead of trade him away?
Yeah, you know, this is such a weird thing because the defense, you know, is allowing 30 points a game right now. Not all of that is on the defense. Some of that comes from turnovers, you know, in bad position on the field, i.e. in that Bills game, which racked up a lot of points, right? But they did allow 34 points. Didn't create a takeaway on Sunday in Philadelphia, you know, shut down the run, but allowed too many big, big impact plays, you know, and you'll remember this. What happened a year ago in Chicago? Justin Fields and the Bears put up 400 yards of offense on them. And if they didn't throw up all over themselves inside the 10 a couple of times, the Bears win that game by 10, 12 points, whatever it might be. And I know it was 12-7, but I mean, that was not indicative of how the Bears moved the ball in that game at Soldier Field. Now, I don't expect that this Thursday night, but this defense has not been good, and maybe you guys get them at the right time. You know, Emmanuel Forbes, rookie out of Mississippi State, had a real rough game against A.J. Brown, but their safeties, guy like Derek Forrest, who had a good year last year, hasn't been good so far this year. Their pass rush, it's capable of taking over games, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see that at some point on Thursday night, but it's also capable of kind of being, I don't want to say invisible, but just not as impactful as you would think. Four back-to-back-to-back-to-back consecutive first-round picks would be, if that makes sense, especially two being very highly paid in Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen. So, you know, the Bears offensive line and Justin Fields have their work cut out for them, but I don't think an impossible task by any means.
Oh, we're most certainly envious of the defensive line, even the ability to say some names that people have heard of before. We're talking to Chris Russell from 105 The Fan and the Team 980 out on the East Coast here on 670 The Score. I'm Gabe Ramirez. So most people, Chris, have been looking at this Bears team as like a get-over game or get-right game is what most people are calling it. Is that how the Commanders are looking at it right now, where it's an opportunity to really focus on what you can do well and operate at a high level doing it?
Yeah, I mean, you would think so, Gabe. I mean, you know, like they're saying all the right things, you know, being so close against the defending NFC champions on the road overtime, you know, scoring 30-plus points makes you feel pretty good about where they're at, even though they're 2-2 and losers of two in a row and clearly short of the NFL elite. I don't know if anybody really thought they should be in the NFL elite after a 2-0 start. As a matter of fact, nobody should have. But they were hoping to split those two and be 3-1 going into this game. Now, obviously, a good opportunity going into a long weekend to be 3-2 at home. I think it's really important to put together a good, you know, convincing effort, you know, not to scrape by like they did against Arizona in week one, 20-16. Of course you want to win, and you'll take a win by any means, and a win is a win, but you want, you know, if you're a Commanders fan, if you're the new owner, Josh Harris, who's been around professional sports with the New Jersey Devils and the Philadelphia 76ers, you know, and part owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers for a little while, you know, you'd like a convincing win, but you'll take any kind of win that you can get because it's hard to win in this league. And like I said last year, the Bears should have won against this Commanders team largely, I don't want to say the same because Sam Howell wasn't the quarterback, but largely the same everywhere else. But the Bears should have won that game by 10 points at least. And so, you know, I guess the old adage is any given Sunday, well, any given Thursday. I mean, like, I wouldn't be stunned if the Bears win this game or keep it close or have a chance late in the fourth quarter to win, tie, whatever. But I also wouldn't be shocked. I would be surprised. I wouldn't be shocked if you see, you know, a 10 to 14-ish point win, you know, for the Commanders. Something that we don't get around here very often. We don't usually get comfortable wins, you know?
Well, you mentioned being shocked if the Bears won. We would be shocked out here in Chicago if they actually won. That would
yeah,
be something.
Sure you would.
Well, let me ask this last one before you go, and that is, what is the weak link or the weak area in the armor of the Washington Commanders? If the Bears are going to attack something, what would that be?
Yeah, I mean, it's the offensive line and Sam Howell holding on to the ball too long. And the offensive line, especially Andrew Wiley at right tackle, Super Bowl champion from the Chiefs last year, brought over with Eric Bieniemy. He has really, really, really struggled this year. So, you know, I'm sure the Bears and Matt Eberflus are trying to develop a plan, and whatever they're doing with the defensive play calling, are trying to develop a plan to take advantage of that. If they're going to win this game, pressure and, you know, pass rush and maybe a sack force fumble type thing, or maybe a bad interception off the right side of the Commanders offense, left side of the Bears defense, is going to have to be the way they capitalize. And then just one other.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're back, live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
The text lines have been so funny, man, as we wait to get our counterpart from Washington, D.C. on the line. Maybe he's scared. Maybe he's scared. He knows what's going to happen. He doesn't want to talk to us. It's Gabe Ramirez, 670 The Score. Going to take some more phone calls while we wait. 312-644-6767. Some people are just, man. Somebody said from 630, you talk about Fields like he's a finished product. He's not. Right. No. He's not finished with the Bears yet. You're right. He's not. When you say something like that, you sound delusional, as if his ceiling is like where he's at now and what his ceiling is. Like there's this huge gap that he still has to go and definitively will get there. So like, oh, he's not a finished product yet. He's not exactly what he's going to be, which is amazing. That's what you sound like you're saying. I hope that's not what you're saying, because then it sounds silly. Just like this next text from the 815 that says they might have that QB on the bench already. Come on, don't do the Bajent thing. The only reason I want to watch Bajent, if the Bears lose in like 7-8 straight, is just because it'll be exciting football. And what I mean by that is like he might throw some interceptions, but he also is going to throw some touchdowns, right? So like you just don't know what's going to happen. And for me, I'm here. Let's see what else. Somebody said, another one said, he has the potential to be a top 5 to 10 quarterback. Are you also delusional? A top 5? Do you understand how many, five? Tua, Allen, Hurts, Mahomes. Then you would be putting Justin Fields right there. It's tough to do. Tough to do. Not that he can't. I doubt it. Highly. Let's go out to the phone. Let's talk to Bernie out in Algonquin. Bernie, we've been asking the question, should Eberflus be fired if the Bears lose? Peter King said, if it's an embarrassing fashion, most certainly he will. And he also said, Ryan Poles might be on that block too if that happens. What do you think about that situation?
Gabe, Eberflus should have been fired after the Packer game, okay? He's a very nice guy. I like him personally, but he is not a head football coach. He did not have that team prepared, ready to play football, to play Green Bay. How long did he have the first string together all through training camp and all through the preseason games? He had a lot of time to get those guys to play together, to get accustomed to play together. They were not ready to play. We're only playing, 17 games? We're not playing 162. Every game's important. You got to be ready to go game one. You can't take 4 or 5 games, get your team ready to play full pro football.
Brandon, let me ask you this. Do you think Eberflus is the issue with Justin Fields?
Yes, I do.
So you hold on. So if we had an offensive-minded coach, let's say, you know, the repeatables, like I mentioned, if it's Eric Bieniemy, you think Justin Fields is fixed? You think Justin Fields is a top 10, 15 quarterback?
I don't know about that, but the guy's very athletic. He's got an arm. He can run. He has to develop some skills as a quarterback, which I think a good quarterback coach and a good offensive coach and head coach can get him to do. I think there's room for improvement, and I think he's willing to learn. I think he's shown the capability to listen.
Yeah, I think he's there. I think he's, you know, of course he wants to learn. Every quarterback that makes it in the NFL, once they get slapped with that dose of reality that the NFL is harder than anything else they've ever done competitively, then yeah, of course that they want to get better. But I think there's some things that you just naturally need to have at the quarterback position that you can build on that will then make you an elite quarterback. And I don't think Justin Fields has it. But let's take the word of our opposition right now. With our guest joining us on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline, Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Of course, one of the hosts on the Team 980 and 107.5 The Fan, covering the Commanders out there on the East Coast. Our next guest, Chris Russell, is here. Chris, good evening. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Hey, Gabe, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. I got to say, you know, it seems like Washington's been off to a hot start. I'm just curious, like, what your thoughts were going into the season on Howell.
Well, I mean, I was optimistic. A lot of people didn't like the fact that they're trying to develop a rookie a rookie plus quarterback is what I call him, because he only had the one start last year, but he's not technically a rookie. Call him a rookie plus. A lot of people didn't like doing that in Ron Rivera's fourth year. And I understood some of that questioning. Certainly, it's not ideal. It's not what you would draw up, but everything else has been a catastrophic failure at the quarterback position, from, you know, Wentz to, you know, the you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick. And I mean, Taylor Heinicke worked out for a little while, but it always felt like, you know, like they were hanging on by the thinnest of margins with him, and the late Dwayne Haskins, and so on and so forth, who Ron inherited. So I didn't have a problem with it. I knew Sam had a super strong arm. Super strong might be tough. A strong arm. And I knew he had mobility, and I knew he had toughness, and I knew he had maturity, and I knew he had work ethic. And that's something I can't say for every quarterback that's come down the pike here. You know, really since Kirk Cousins left for the Minnesota Vikings in 2018 in free agency after they botched that. So, you know, I was optimistic, but, you know, of course, as you know, with any quarterback, there's ups and downs. I mean, we see it across the board in the NFL. It doesn't just have to be a rookie quarterback or one with no experience. There is ups and downs. It's a seesaw type position. And I think, you know, he's nowhere near as bad as he showed a week and a half ago against the Buffalo Bills. And maybe he's not as good as he showed on Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles or 2 weeks ago against the Denver Broncos, but I think he's closer to that than he's closer to, you know, what he was against the Bills a week and a half ago.
Of course, facing a top-tier defense like that, most quarterbacks are going to look a bit more pedestrian than their typical mm-hmm. stat line. But in this instance, it seems as though you guys have somebody that you're comfortable with, and the defense is looking good. How are you guys feeling about that defensive line, and has the tide changed on a guy like Chase Young, where now everyone wants to keep him instead of trade him away?
Yeah, you know, this is such a weird thing, because the defense, you know, is allowing 30 points a game right now. Not all of that is on the defense. Some of that comes from turnovers, you know, in bad position on the field, i.e. in that Bills game, which racked up a lot of points, right? But they did allow 34 points, didn't create a takeaway on Sunday in Philadelphia, you know, shut down the run, but allowed too many big, big impact plays, you know, and you'll remember this. What happened a year ago in Chicago? I mean, Justin Fields and the Bears put up 400 yards of offense on them. And if they didn't throw up all over themselves inside the 10 a couple of times, the Bears win that game by 10, 12 points, whatever it might be. And I know it was 12-7, but I mean, that was not indicative of how the Bears moved the ball in that game at Soldier Field. Now, I don't expect that this Thursday night, but this defense has not been good, and maybe you guys get them at the right time. You know, Emmanuel Forbes, rookie out of Mississippi State, had a real rough game against A.J. Brown, but their safeties, guy like Derek Forrest, who had a good year last year, hasn't been good so far this year. Their pass rush, it's capable of taking over games, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see that at some point on Thursday night, but it's also capable of kind of being, I don't want to say invisible, but just not as impactful as you would think. Four back-to-back-to-back-to-back consecutive first-round picks would be, if that makes sense, especially two being very highly paid in Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen. So, you know, the Bears' offensive line and Justin Fields have their work cut out for them, but I don't think an impossible task by any means.
Oh, we're most certainly envious of the defensive line, even the ability to say some names that people have heard of before. We're talking to Chris Russell from 105 The Fan and the Team 980 out on the East Coast here on 670 The Score. I'm Gabe Ramirez. So most people, Chris, have been looking at this Bears team as like a get-over game, or get-right game is what most people are calling it. Is that how the Commanders are looking at it right now, where it's an opportunity to really focus on what you can do well and operate at a high level doing it?
Yeah, I mean, you would think so, Gabe. I mean, you know, like, they're saying all the right things, you know, being so close against the defending NFC champions on the road, overtime, you know, scoring 30 plus points makes you feel pretty good about where they're at, even though they're 2-2 and
losers of two in a row and clearly short of the NFL elite. I don't know if anybody really thought they should be in the NFL elite after a 2-0 start. As a matter of fact, nobody should have. But they were hoping to split those two and be 3-1 going into this game. Now, obviously, a good opportunity going into a long weekend to be 3-2 at home. I think it's really important to put together a good, you know, convincing effort, you know, not to scrape by like they did against Arizona in week one, 20-16. Of course, you want to win. You'll take a win by any means, and a win is a win. But you want, you know, if you're a Commanders fan, if you're the new owner, Josh Harris, who's been around professional sports with the New Jersey Devils and the Philadelphia 76ers, you know, and part owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers for a little while, you know, you'd like a convincing win, but you'll take any kind of win that you can get because it's hard to win in this league. And like I said last year, the Bears should have won against this Commanders team largely, I don't want to say the same because Sam Howell wasn't the quarterback, but largely the same everywhere else. But the Bears should have won that game by 10 points at least. And so, you know, I guess the old adage is any given Sunday, well, any given Thursday. I mean, like, I wouldn't be stunned if the Bears win this game or keep it close or have a chance late in the fourth quarter to win, tie, whatever. But I also wouldn't be shocked. I would be surprised. I wouldn't be shocked if you see, you know, a 10 to 14-ish point win, you know, for the Commanders. Something that we don't get around here very often. We don't usually get comfortable wins, you know?
Well, you mentioned being shocked if the Bears won. We would be shocked out here in Chicago if they actually won. That would
yeah,
be something.
Sure you would.
Well, let me ask this last one before you go, and that is, what is the weak link or the weak area in the armor of the Washington Commanders? If the Bears are going to attack something, what would that be?
Yeah, I mean, it's the offensive line and Sam Howell holding on to the ball too long. And the offensive line, especially Andrew Wiley at right tackle, Super Bowl champion from the Chiefs last year, brought over with Eric Bieniemy. He has really, really, really struggled this year. So, you know, I'm sure the Bears and Matt Eberflus are trying to develop a plan, and whatever they're doing with the defensive play calling, are trying to develop a plan to take advantage of that. If they're going to win this game, pressure and, you know, pass rush and maybe a sack force fumble type thing, or maybe a bad interception off the right side of the Commanders offense, left side of the Bears defense, is going to have to be the way they capitalize. And then just one other small little thing, the Commanders have struggled at times, quite honestly, in all games with special teams. You know, Tressway, who was once a Bear, early in his career, like for a cup of coffee, has been here for 9 years. The punter had two terrible punts that cost him 10 points on Sunday in Philadelphia. The place kicker, Joey Sly, is a little bit up and down seesaw. The long snapper, who they traded up for whatever God knows reasons, 2 years ago, has been horrible in terms of field goal snaps for a lot of the offseason, training camp, preseason, early in the regular season. So I think those are two areas where the Bears can capitalize. And again, I keep going back to what happened last year, where the Bears were able to convert on some big plays. This defense will give you big plays. They'll generally take away the thing you do best. The thing you do best, I assume that'll be making sure that Justin Fields doesn't kill them running around and creating all sorts of plays. They generally are good at that, but that leads and yields big plays on the back end.
Absolutely fantastic stuff. No, you can't get better than that when you want insider information for the opposing team. Chris, appreciate you jumping on me. Look forward to hanging out and talking to you again soon in the future.
You got it, Gabe. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
Of course. Chris Russell, host on the Team 980 and 107.5 The Fan. Out on the East Coast, you can follow him on Twitter at RussellMania621. That was some really good insider information there. The problem is, he said, the weakest link they have is their offensive line and Sam Howell holding the ball too much. Damn it, Bears have no pass rush.
I was just going to say, that doesn't help them.
Damn it, Bears can't get to the quarterback. All right. The good thing is this. We get to continue talking about Bears. For those of you on hold, I appreciate you hanging on for that long. We're going to take some Bears calls on the other side because Anthony Herron, my guy from Bears Unleashed, that's the show we do together on Fox, is going to be hanging out with me for the entire 7 o'clock hour as we chat Los Osos, the Chicago Bears, with you next. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on 670 The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.